Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
We welcome you back here to Dodge City, Kansas. We are western part of the state, and we bring you coverage again of the Class 2A State Volleyball Tournaments here at United Wireless Arena. Welcome to the simulcast if you're on 92.1 KMZA or our sister station, Care Country 93.7. We welcome you in. Crinden Prophet, Brandon Tabman. We also have Kirk Hillman in studio, Ray Penning on Care Country as well. How about this one for pool play action? The TVL and the Northeast Kansas League. It's the Jefferson County North Chargers and the Valley Heights Mustangs. Chargers winning their first pool play match earlier today. Opposite end for the Mustangs. They're 0-1, desperately needing a win to keep their hopes for tomorrow's semifinals alive.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And real quick, again, Jefferson County North Chargers, if they can secure Valley Heights, would secure that them and Oakley are the only 2-0 teams with two more games remaining, which would pretty much lock JCN and Oakley on Saturday. So this is a lock you're in for JCN. Valley Heights, they need this. It's an absolute here. They need this to continue their play. We mentioned it. Both these teams, they won dominantly their first sets. Valley Heights secured their set against Oakley 25-12. JCN secured their first set 25-17. Both teams dropped their second set. Valley Heights dropped it 25-22. JCN dropped theirs 26-24. It was about that third set. JCN stayed more resilient. They were able to come back and win 25-22. Valley Heights, they had a lot of mistakes, though. They lost 25-21. I think that's a big decider here. What team is going to make the lesser mistakes? What team is going to be able to get their top players going? We saw Riley Thomas for JCN with 13 kills, but then more impressively for Valley Heights, we saw Ava Smith crushing with 27.
Yeah, Ava Smith, she was dynamite in that first match for Valley Heights, although they didn't come up with the win. They're going to need her to be heavily involved once again. The reigning KVA 2A Player of the Year is Valley Heights team under head coach Susan Steinford, a record of 29-10 on the year, the sixth seed in the field and number five ranked team in the 2A classification. On the other side, JCN with their win earlier today, they are now 41-4. They have won seven consecutive matches since their last loss against Riverton back in early October. JCN head coach David Schuler in his 12th year. Fifth time JCN has been at state under his tenure. And for JCN, their 21st trip here at the state tournament overall. And for Valley Heights, also their 21st state tournament. These are two rich programs, but both teams looking for their first state tournament titles in quite some time.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Both teams are rich. Both teams have a lot of great tradition and winning culture. And both teams, again, as we've talked about, are just have had a great, terrific season. And it's been amplified here as both teams that did well in regional and did even more excellent there at sub-state, of course, winning their sub-state championship games to be able to get here in this opportunity. And it's going to be a big opportunity for both these teams. I just mentioned it. JCN, they win this, they're secured for Saturday. Valley Heights, they need this win. This is a huge win for them, because if they afterwards, they'll have to go and they'll have to also beat Conway.
So for Valley Heights, again, their starters for today in this matchup with JCN: Josie Parker, Ava Smith, Krista Porter, Mia Vermitten, Paige Miller, Avery Stevenson, the libero is Tegan Spoons. And for Jefferson County North, Lyra Weiser, Gwen Blattner, Karina Johnson, Lindsay Martin, Annalie Bell, and Taylor Schrick. Again, welcome in our listeners on both 92.1 and Care Country 93.7 simulcast. We don't do it often, but we sometimes run into that when you cover a lot of teams, multiple leagues in Northeast Kansas. But excited to bring you match number two for both of these teams out in Dodge City. JCN a victory in their opener against Oakley. And you look, or I should say Valley Heights losing to Oakley, beg your pardon, in that first match of the day. JCN a victory against Conway Springs, both going in three sets. Final thoughts here before we get to the first serve.
Yeah, no, these are two great teams. We've said it, but three reillustrated. Ava Smith, 27 kills at 29 points total against Oakley. Just an absolute great presence. Josie Park was kind of right there, though. She was also having a nice game. She had about seven kills, so we'll see her get out and going. For JCN, though, it's about spread of the wealth. Riley Thompson, saw her get out great. 13 total kills. Karina Johnson, we'll see her up front get a lot of blocks. Taylor Strick, she's really struggled there in that third set for JCN, but they still got that victory. But set one and two, she felt real comfortable up front. So I think both these teams have great outside hitters. Both of them have good liberos, great setters. It's really going to depend who executes and who doesn't.
The must win for Valley Heights. JCN trying to lock their way into the semifinals tomorrow. Here we go. It's the TVL in the Northeast Kansas League here at United Wireless Arena. Valley Heights will hit it from right to left. And JCN coming back the other way from left to right. Road black uniforms shaded in purple, white numerals and lettering for the Mustangs. White uniforms for JCN with the green trim and black around it as well. Here's a first battle at the net. It's won by Jefferson County North. They did not take long. Good up front there for Karina Johnson. Chargers, a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, immediately said, you know, Katrina Johnson amongst those great juniors in that class that, you know, they're going to step up here for JCN. I mean, she had a really nice going, blocks, kills in that game earlier against Conway Springs.
So JCN has their first opportunity to serve from left to right. It is Taylor Schrick. The libero in spoons gets it high into the air. Here's Ava Smith, her first touch, and a good diving effort that's knocked right to the top of the net, and then it's tapped down by Josie Parker for Valley Heights, and we're deadlocked at one apiece here in set one.
Yeah, and right there, first you said Ava Smith. Ava Smith put a spike down that was a little hard to handle, then Josie Parker came up with it on the far side. Nice spike down. She's going to step here side to the bench. Substitute in for her will be Henry here on the serve.
Caitlin Henry, a 5'7 senior, a little bit shaded to her left. Will hit it with the right hand. A 1-1 tie here between JCN and Valley Heights in the opening set. Again, JCN 1-0 here in pool play. A victory against the Mustangs here will secure their spot in the semifinals on Saturday. For the Mustangs, a loss will end their week. They will have one more matchup, of course, as we have a stoppage of play with the official at the scorer's table. Going through maybe a substitution issue or a lineup check. Either way, a little pause in the action. So we're tied at 1-1. Here in set one, David Schuler, head coach JCN, having a little giggle with the official here on the near side. And looks like whatever issue was there is now over. And here we go. Valley Heights on the serve and a 1-1 tie. JCN left to right shooting it. Riley Thompson got it over the net. Bats around a little bit. Now Ava Smith gets a touch. Front left part of the net. Another opportunity for Riley Thompson, and she goes into the net, and that gives the Mustangs their first lead here in set one. It's 2-1.
Well, in that first game JCN played, you know, Riley Thompson just, you know, she couldn't get going that first set for whatever reason, but then right after, 5 kills in set two, and then 8 kills there in set three. So again, for her, shake off that rust quickly and get in the game.
Awkward hit by Lindsay Martin, but it deflects off the back row of the Mustangs, and that's going to tie things up here at 2 apiece. So we've alternated here, at least split the first 4 points. A couple of subs in for Valley Heights and for JCN as well. Libero for the Chargers in the green jersey. Lakin Kramer back on the floor. She's on the back line as Karina Johnson is set to serve it up for JCN, the undefeated Northeast Kansas League champions here. Number 2 seed, 8 ranked team in the state, a 41-4 record. And Valley Heights again, 29-10. 6 seed, number 5 ranking, as we still have, I guess, an issue at the scorers table.
Yeah, they're struggling. They need to put 1 point on for both teams. Again, I'm not really sure this entire state tournament. They've had a lot of issues. Thankfully, at least at this point, you know, they're recognizing it early in this set, because there's been lots of sets where teams haven't gotten a point until, like, way later on in that set. But as of right now, they have 1-1 for both teams.
So should be 2-2.
Both teams, that should be 2-2.
Should be 2-2.
So, yeah,
JCN just scored the first. Mustangs rattled off 2 in a row. JCN just got that last point. So I'm trying to help. I'm seeing if anyone wants to use my help. And I'm trying to say, hey, it's 2-2. Shouldn't be this much of an issue, especially this early on in the first set.
And
we have barely played, and we already have issues with the score.
Yeah, David Schuler, he's protesting there on the scoreboard, but now he's going over and talking with his team and the official. Now he's leading into the scores table. And sorry, I'm not sure if he's trying to point out, like, hey, this is where the points are tallied at. Now finally they put both in. So,
okay, there we go.
it's been a hectic one here down at Dodge City with that.
Well, again, if you're having these kind of issues this early, who knows how we will handle things as we continue on. Again, a lot is going on. A lot of people are helping out here. It is certainly a lot to keep track of, but nonetheless, we have played just 4 runs of it, being 2-2. And right now, the score is correct on the board as we see it, but still conversations with the official and the scores table, but...
Now it's getting ridiculous.
What are we doing?
Susan Steinford, who's coming over and conversing. So, well, now they're adding another point to Valley Heights, and I'm wondering where this point. Okay, now they've taken it away.
Oh my goodness me, we're having issues that require a ton of tissues.
And now they've re-put the point back up, but honestly, I don't know where that point even comes from in this situation, because looking at it, I mean, again, this has just been so strange.
It is literally 2-2, Crendon. I can't emphasize this enough. It is 2-2.
We have played 4 points. Valley Heights is right now leading
3-2. Are they really going
to? This would be a free point for Valley Heights.
It would be.
It would be a free point.
And it looks like there is. Maybe there's a substitution issue. I mean, I won't say that someone might have found something else, but I don't feel like that was clarified well enough, at least on our side. Well, 3-2.
That is excruciating when we expect this one to be pretty tightly contested. We're just calling it like we see it. It was 2-2. We've run it down. The official is still at the scorer's table. And now we're getting the other official on the far side of the floor involved. This is 4 points we are talking about, Crendon. It is very simple math. I am not going to admit that I am good at math, but I know what the score is. It is 2-2. Are we doing?
There's definitely something more involved here. It can't just be the score. I feel like that would be a little too simple. I really feel
but
like
right now it is still showing 3-2 Valley Heights. If that's the case, then again, the Mustangs are going to get a free point here for whatever reason. And it appears that is the case.
Yeah, it'd be a free point. Not sure where it came from. Whether it had to be a substitution issue. That's the only way I can really think to excuse that there.
All right, we're back to it. 3-2 Valley Heights. As JCN has it here with Riley Thompson, taps it over softly with the right hand. Here's Ava Smith winding up. It's off the top of the net as Martin got a hand on it. Now you have Kramer there helping out for JCN to get it back over. They want Ava Smith again. There's the tee up. It's off the top of the net, and that's a point for Valley Heights. I think it might have tipped the hand of Martin at the top of the net. Either way, 4-2 Valley Heights.
Yeah, Ava Smith right there, her 28th kill here in this state tournament, and she just continues to stay hot.
Here is the serve by Paige Miller, a junior. JCN now setting it up near side of the floor, and this one is put down. Nicely played. Good setup there. Karina Johnson makes it 4-3 Valley Heights.
Yeah, Johnson already two early kills here into this set. Mentioned how great Johnson was against Conway Springs. She continues to spring in her step up front.
Here's Karina Johnson now on the serve. Here's the back set here for Ava Smith, and boy, she had to awkwardly reach out to get that one over. Now it's a battle at the net, and it's one down by JCN. Annalie Bell getting the point there. The sophomore ties it at 4-4. I can't wait to ask Coach David Shuler after this what happened there.
It's going to be an interesting conversation, especially if that really plays into this first set.
Yeah, it will be interesting for sure. 4-4 tie here in this opening set. JCN and Valley Heights here on CARE and KMZA. On the side of Valley Heights, they push it near side. Here's Ava Smith rejected at the rim. Another tip, and it gets back over to JCN. Boy, it looked like it hit the floor, but here's Riley Thompson and the deflection. Good defense by Valley Heights, but it's going to be a point for JCN. Nora Parker was up front there for Valley Heights, but the Chargers have rattled off 3 in a row, and they lead it 5-4.
And last time I mentioned, Thompson struggled that first set against Conway Springs. There you go. She gets in, shakes off the rust quickly here against Valley Heights.
And they're going to call a lift here right out the gate after that serve. Mustangs a little rattled. 4 consecutive JCN points, and it's now 6-4. Karina Johnson continues to serve here. 5-6 junior for JCN. The back set, there's the tap by Ava Smith, and off the deflection, Ava Smith to kill, and the point for the Mustangs. We're tied at 5.
They still haven't put Jefferson. Or no, I guess it is tied all 5. I could have swore though, JCN.
Or wait, no, it should
right
be.
Now.
It should be 6-5.
Yeah, they still having some struggling issues with that scoreboard. JCN should be ahead by 1 right now.
Oh my goodness. Well, on the scoreboard, it's 5-5, but I guess there's just invisible points being put around and taken off. I don't even know what to do anymore. Here's Riley Thompson tapping it over the double team. Mustangs played it well. They push it near side to Vermitten, who fights through a double. Martin got it in the air for JCN, and Thompson back to the net, gets it over on a free ball. Here's the setup by Miller. There's the spike for Mitten off a couple deflections, and Mia Vermitten getting the point there for Valley Heights.
Should
and
be
now
five,
I'm just,
six all.
It should be, but they have yet to put up this point now.
Okay,
and there we go. Okay, it is 6-6. Thankfully, they finally caught it, and there's an ace. Or Valley Heights to make it 7-6. It is a little bit frustrating for sure this early on, but the score is correct now, although we do believe there was a point missed somewhere, or a point was added for Valley Heights early, and now we get a double hit, or what's the call there?
Yeah, you're right. It's a double hit. No,
okay.
5-7-0.
All right, so JCN gets that point. 7-7 tie here in this opening set. JCN 1-0 in pool play. A win for them gets them into Saturday. And the semifinals, Valley Heights, they need a win after dropping their first match to Oakley earlier today. Here's Vermitten on a spike. Back row for JCN, played it well. Now Riley Thompson gets a touch on a spike. But the libero in Spoons getting it up in the air right at the net. And a miss hit there for Valley Heights. Tessa Bigham, who's into the game. Miss hitting that one, mistimed her jump a touch. 8-7, JCN.
They got limited mistakes here. I mean, both these teams, they saw what mistakes did to them in both of their matches. Of course, kind of hindering more there on the Valley Heights side. They took a loss in their match. You got a clean play up.
Here's the set by Miller. Vermitten again, fighting through the double team, and it nestles to the ground between the arms of Weiser and Bell for JCN. So 8-8, we go back and forth here, tied in this opening set. Here's the Valley Heights serve by Krista Porter. JCN pushing with Bell, leaning back. When Blattner couldn't quite, or correction, that was Weiser, who mistimed the jump and went into the net to give Valley Heights a 9-8 lead.
Yeah, both teams going back and forth with it. No surprise here. We've seen how good they've played already up to this point.
Serve for Valley Heights. Sent back by Weiser, and a free ball underhanded over there for JCN's Karina Johnson. Middle of the floor, there's the spike, a one-handed tap. JCN gets it back over. Now Valley Heights scrambling. They get it back into the center circle, and now it's sent back on a free ball. Here's a back set for JCN, rejected at the rim by Mia Vermitten. Valley Heights the point. They lead it 10-8.
Yeah, also up there on that double block, Josie Parker, who had three blocks by herself in that match against Oakley. She's a top player that, you know, you're just going to say more of if Valley Heights wants a chance here.
And Porter on the serve. They let it go. JCN did on the back line. It was the wrong move because it's an ace. So a good run here for Porter, adding another 11-8. Four consecutive Mustang points.
Yeah, our first ace here, the state tournament run.
So 11-8 Valley Heights here in this opening set. JCN scrambling a touch. Bell the second hit. Third one right into the net. So Lyra Weiser with a tough one there. She's had a couple of miscues, and it's now 12-8. Five consecutive Valley Heights points, and we got a timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and keep it right here.
Yeah, and so far, kind of looking at this game right now, it's pretty clear that, you know, Valley Heights is getting into their best players. I mean, we've already seen two kills here, or a kill and an ace here by Ava Smith. Mia Vermitten, she finds some comfortability. You know, Mia Vermitten kind of struggled a little bit in that game against Oakley, especially after that first set, but then she started to find a little bit of rhythm, and I feel like that rhythm is showcased here in this JCN game pretty early on, so it's great to see a player start to build some confidence. You look here on the JCN Chargers side, Taylor Strick has been pretty quiet. And if JCN wants to contend, you got to have your best players playing to their best capabilities. Strick, right now, as I mentioned, quiet, but Karina Johnson and Riley Thompson stepping up.
So back to it, out of the timeout. Mustangs with a 5-0 run here. They lead it 12-8 over Jefferson County North in this opening set. Both teams with match number 2 of 3 here in the pool play round. JCN 1-0, Valley Heights looking for win number 1. Here's the setup for Weiser. She gets it across. Now an opportunity for the Mustangs. Tipped up into the air and down it goes for another Mustangs point. They got all the momentum right now, KP. It's 13-8.
Yeah, and just reillustrating, Mia Vermitten, again, so far her best set that she's played arguably in this state tournament so far, and you love to see that confidence shine through.
Set up by Bell. The back set, there's the spike by Thompson, but she airmailed it long, and a miscue again by JCN. 14-8, Valley Heights make it 7 consecutive Mustang points with Krista Porter behind the service line. She nearly dipped down with an ace there. JCN got it back across. Here's a back set middle of the floor, put down by Josie Parker. JCN resets. Here's Riley Thompson on the spike, tipped up into the air. Good job there by Krista Porter to keep it alive. And now a Vermitten spike, and after a deflection, it goes in the wrong direction into the JCN faithful behind them, and the run continues, 15-8.
Yeah, Mia Vermitten, again, having the best set she's had so far. A lot of confidence in her. She's attacking the double block. She's attacking the blockers up front. That's great to see.
JCN, they got to stop this run. Front of the net, Weiser gets it across. Miller gets it in the air. Here's the setup for Vermitten, but JCN played it well in the back line. Here's the Bell set. One-handed over is Ava Smith chasing it down here from the back line. Now battle at the net, goes back and forth, and then finally Josie Parker able to push it back across and just trying to save it, essentially, and it turned out to be another point. So the Mustangs' run continues. And JCN, they have to burn another timeout. We'll step aside for a quick 30. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community healthcare system, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network alongside Crendon Prophet, I'm Brandon Tabman. Ray Penning and Kirk Hillman, part of the broadcast here, simulcast on CARE and KMCA. Well, right now this Mustang run is continuing to extend in this opening set on JCN. It's 16-8 out of the timeout. Here's Riley Thompson. She got one over. Again, Valley Heights playing it well. Vermitten, a little love tap. She got it. Finesse over the double team block, and the Mustangs now make it 17-8 as JCN unable to break that serve out of the timeout.
Yeah, and once you gain confidence, you just continue to build upon it. Vermitten, I've said it multiple times, say it again, she's playing her best set so far in the state tournament.
It is a 10-0 run right now for Valley Heights. Here's Ava Smith on the back line, pushing up to Vermitten, sends it to the back right corner, hit high in the air, chased down by Kramer, a free ball sent over by JCN. Here's the reset. Parker getting it to go. Josie Parker. Another one for Valley Heights. Make it 18-8 KP. An 11-0 run here for the team out of the Twin Valley League.
I'll tell you what's the most dangerous thing about this right now. Valley Heights isn't even going through their best player to do this. I mean, they're kind of doing it with the girls who surround Davis Smith, and that's the more impressive part. JCA just needs to start putting some rally scoring here together.
Krista Porter's been serving for a hot minute. She'll continue to do so as that one is sent strong and out of play by JCN. So the miscues piling up for the Chargers. And 19-8 now, Valley Heights. And right now in danger of running away with this opening set. Here's Bell setting it up, middle of the floor, sent across by Karina Johnson. There's Davis Smith on that back line, up to Vermitten, tipped up into the air by JCN. It's pinballed around by Schrick, and they get it back across. Now Valley Heights able to get it all the way back into play, and they get it back over. Goodness me. Here's the setup by Schrick. There's a rejection at the net. It's high on top of the net. And on the side of JCN, they get it back over. Here is Porter on the setup. Here's Josie Parker on the spike. And finally, some defense there for JCN to break that stride and get a point on the board. Desperately needed. It's now 19-9, Valley Heights.
Yeah, Weiser, she had two blocks against Conway Springs. And, you know, you're just going to have to see that name more. You're going to see a lot of players' names more up front on blocks particularly. I mean, you got to be more aggressive up front.
Here's Valley Heights after the JCN serve, and nicely played by Tessa Bigham, the 5'9 junior. She'll come out as quickly subbed in Avery Stevenson, who will go back to serve. And it's 20-9 Valley Heights here in this opening set.
Yeah, and I just mentioned it. You got to be aggressive. You can't allow people to take those open shots at 90 miles an hour because that's just hard for a defensive specialist or a libero to pick up in the back line.
Here is Stevenson on a serve right to left. Here's the setup by Bell, and swinging hard was Taylor Schrick. Looks like she took a little frustration out with how things have gone in this opening set. Emphatic on the kill, and it's 20-10.
Okay, now the wrapper's finally out of the candy. Schrick is finally here in this game for JCN, her first kill. You'd like to see a little more involvement for her on the JCN side.
Speaking of candy, the officials have a big bucket over there. I wonder if the broadcasters can get a piece of that. There's a tap down JCN. Could not get there. That was Vermitten again of Valley Heights, the 5'9 senior. It is 21-10 as they are inching closer to a set one victory.
This is extremely dominant against the number two seed.
JCN team, that's 41-4. And another miss hit and another one that's out of play by JCN. So the Mustangs inching closer.
And we kind of mentioned here what's going to be some big keys. Don't make mistakes. Right now, JCN, again, just mistakes here piling up.
Here is Kramer receiving that serve. They push it towards Karina Johnson. She got it over, not much behind that, and then sent over by Tegan Spoons, the libero for Valley Heights. Here's Schrick again with a lot of heat behind it, and she got it to go. Taylor Schrick not happy with how things are going. She's taking it out on that volleyball. I feel bad for it. And right now it's 22-11, another double up here. If JCN wants to make a run, they got to do it, and they got to do it fast.
Yeah, and Schrick should be happy, all right? She hadn't had much involvement in the beginning of this set. Now she is. She's got two back-to-back kills, and unfortunately a service there that breaks up a lot of momentum.
Emery Hernandez came in off the bench with that serve. It goes right into the net. 23-11. And the scoreboard is still an issue, which again, this is something that should not be like this. And another airmail by JCN. They should be set point at 24-11, but it's showing 23-11 on the board.
And you go back to that point that was kind of gifted earlier in the match. Oh, okay, now they put it 24.
24-11 again, or set point here, beg your pardon, as Ava Smith will underhand it over from Valley Heights. JCN, they got to go on a massive run. That spike attempt dug up by Smith and company on the back row. And that one sent long, and it's out of play. JCN still alive for at least one more go. 24-12. Multiple double-up leads throughout this opening set for the Mustangs. Well, and they'll make a sub with Josie Parker.
Just remember the Mustangs, they took down Oakley 25-12 in that first set. And then right after that, well, you saw how good Oakley became there in set two and set three. So we'll see if it's a similar effect here for this next game.
Here's Taylor Schrick, the serve. 24-12. Valley Heights trying to close out this opening set with a big-time win. Back row, Schrick off the top of the net. Smith played it well off the deflection. They go right back to Smith. Chance to win it. JCN played it well with Schrick on the back row. Here's Riley Thompson on a spike. Rejected by the Mustangs double team. Now two bodies go at it. Has to get back over. JCN does so. Now slaps into the net. A miss hit by Paige Miller. And we go at least one more time. Another JCN point. It's 24-13.
Yeah, start building just a little bit of momentum here. You know, even if you don't win this first set, you know, start getting some positives here. But, again, it's not completely out of your reach, but you got to rattle away quite a bit of points here.
11 in a row you need to rattle if you are JCN. Ava Smith wants to end it, but good defense there by JCN. The double team up front led by Lindsay Martin makes it 24-14. So three consecutive JCN points. Mustang still sitting on set point. 24-14, here's the Schrick serve. As Spoon's got it in the air, Ava Smith a chance to end it. It's going to be launched out of play on the deflection, and Valley Heights does secure the set one victory at 25-14. Well, I don't know if I'm going to call it controversy, but it was an intriguing and interesting way how things went in this opening set, but nonetheless, a dominant showing for Valley Heights. It's TBL over the NEKL here in set number one, Mustangs 25, Chargers 14. A two-minute timeout back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfurt Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfurt Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfurt or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfurt Meat Company, small town butcher with big time flavor. Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network,
right,
Credit Profit, set number two. Here you go, brother. Valley Heights trying to sweep this thing against JCN. Boy, they were dominant, 25-14 in set one.
Yeah, because, you know, the big thing is it wasn't just Ava Smith. I mean, she did cap it off with that kill, but Josie Parker and Mia Vermitten having her best set of the entire state tournament so far, that's the big key there. We look at JCN, Schrick just kind of got going a little too late there in that set, but Thompson and Johnson, they were going. So, again, it's about upfront play here being aggressive.
First point for Valley Heights. How about that? Mia Vermitten kind of picking up where she left off.
Here, Valley Heights up 1-0 to start set number two. Again, winning set number one, 25-14. The serve is over, and that is an ace for Mia Vermitten. I mentioned that she had the incredible set one with a total of six kills in that set, the best she has done so far in this state tournament. Here's the next serve. Just floats it across. Air up front. Schrick, a chance, and just
yikes.
Lots of power. Schrick getting some early involvement in set number two.
Well, Schrick's been JCN's best player here in this match, and now they need this second set to force that winner to take all set three. Yeah, she's taken her frustrations out on a few of these swings here.
Here, Miller out left side to Ava Smith, and Smith off the deflection of Annalie Bell puts down the kill. Valley Heights here up 2-1.
You're desperate here if you're Valley Heights. Again, you dropped that first match against Oakley, and you need this to keep your hopes for a semifinal berth alive. JCN on the opposite end, they don't need it as much, but you put yourself into Saturday if you win this one.
Katrina Johnson attacking the back line. She's got the kill. Sign it at 2-2 here. Here, ball getting rolled back over the Jefferson County north side of the court.
3-2 Valley Heights.
3-2, okay, so they did correct. I was kind of wondering there. They had
they got it right.
Point,
just took a minute.
Just took a minute. So it is 3-2 Jefferson County North, still down by one. I got to be patient here with the scoreboard
to
see what the official score really is. Miller, Smith against the double block, deflected, back for the dig. It's Vermitten.
Great play.
Free ball sent over by Ava Smith. Here now near side, right in the middle. Katrina Johnson floats it over. Now free ball, once again, by Smith. Gets sent across here. Able to handle. It's Schrick, and it's a kill for Taylor Schrick. Her second of the set, fourth of the match.
Yeah, kind of set up there by Karina Johnson again, kind of keeping that one alive early on in that go. But in the end, again, Schrick showing why she's one of the leaders on this JCN team.
Fernandez set over the serve. Smith here on the spike, near side, out left side. JCN takes the lead, 4-3. A big thing here. Schrick, again, two kills total. Out of that total, 14 points in set one. She already represents two of the 4 points here early for JCN in set number two, as JCN leads 4-3, now tied 4-all as they send the service error, their second of the match.
Well, you got to keep it tight. You can't be JCN in the middle portion of that first set where you allowed Valley Heights to go on a 12-0 run. You put yourself in a very difficult position if you're trying to rally back from that far of a deficit.
Trina Johnson sends this over to Valley Heights in the front row working with it. Here is Ava Smith and finds the alleyway down the middle from a diagonal spot and left side. A beautiful shot there for a kill.
Again, you said it. You know, that first set, it was a lot of the others surrounding Ava Smith who were making plays. Josie Parker, Mia Vermitten, we called a bunch. And even the libero and Spoons was making some plays. So, yeah, JCN doesn't want to see Ava Smith getting going here.
Bell setting up Johnson, but Johnson goes too long. Valley Heights extends the lead here, 6-4 in set number two. A must-win for JCN.
Yeah, JCN wanted a tip there. They thought it was deflected on that back row by the Mustangs, but no go.
Here, back row serve. Bell picks it up here. It's a back set. Schrick, little finesse tap on it, and drops in the candy corn on the near side. JCN only down by one, 6-5.
I'm just going to tell you, I hate candy corn. I don't know why anybody likes candy corn. It is, you should be arrested.
I haven't had
candy
it since
corn.
I was like five.
That's just my thoughts on candy corn. But again, Taylor Schrick really leading this charge early, keeping her team in it early.
Miller here setting right in front to Miller, deflected up the top of the save, but here it continues with JCN. Here, Thompson, between the inside hands of Nora Parker, puts down the kill to tie at 6-6.
Well, Schrick's been doing her part. Riley Thompson's another one, the lone senior, KP, on this roster. And it's a fairly young team, this JCN squad, that's, you know, just sitting here at 41-4. But you need that senior leadership in Riley Thompson to pick up.
Taylor Schrick here to serve. Just gets this one over the net. And now free ball up to get sent over by Nora Parker. JCN handles it, far side, tapped over. Katrina Johnson with the point. A nice job there by Katrina Johnson. 4 points here in this match. Again, back to serve here is Taylor Schrick. Taylor Schrick, who had two aces in that third set against Conway.
Yeah, again, Karina Johnson. We've talked about her, we talked about Schrick, and we talk about Thompson. That's been kind of the big three right now for Coach Shuler.
And Ava Smith coming off like a flare on that right side, puts down the kill shot and ties it here 7-7.
Stops a little 3-0 spurt by the Chargers. And you got the NEKL champs, JTN, Valley Heights, one of six TVL teams in state tournaments this week.
Back set, Thompson, the tap across. In the front row, working with it, Miller back set to behind her to Bigham, and Bigham, a big old spike on the far side. And the Mustangs back the lead here, 8-7,
yeah,
set two.
Tessa Bigham was not one we called really much at all in that first matchup of the day against Oakley, but even in that first set and here early on in set two against JCN, she's certainly making an impact.
Two kills so far, only one kill against Oakley she had. Here's the far side set up to JCN. I believe Karina Johnson, but that one is blocked up front, leading that charge Porter.
Yeah, Krista Porter and Vermitten was in there as well on that double team block. They got good, smooth movement up front, those three right now for the Mustangs.
JCN here, setting on the near side, Atena, tap over by Karina Johnson. Handling it up in the front row, there's Mia Vermitten off the tap up front, and that is a kill for Vermitten. Vermitten, her first kill of this second set. Going to mention that she had six kills in that first set, her best set that she's had this entire tournament.
At Valley Heights, four consecutive points. They had a 12-0 run in that first set. JCN, you got to just not tread water, but certainly don't allow the Mustangs to continue this run.
Miller, Vermitten, a soft touch back over here to Jefferson County North. Bell's going to send a deep set in the back. Smith's going to let that go. She clapped her hands.
Yeah, she knew it.
But here, that one, yeah, JCN comes away here at the point up front. Karina Johnson as well as Lindsay Martin on the block. But that could have been Valley Heights' point if Smith would have just held her hands back.
Yeah, it's just so hard in the heat of the moment. You know, your teammates are yelling at you. Also, the Valley Heights students right behind him, I think, were trying to give her a little bit of help, but she made the move, and ultimately JCN getting the point.
Miller, left side set up, Vermitten, and that is down for a block. Lindsay Martin again. We mentioned that, you know, Vermitten's starting to get going, so how do you shut down a player who's getting hot? Well, you start blocking them. You start preventing them from getting those big hits. Martin has stepped up two blocks in this set.
Yeah, tallest player listed for this JCN team, Lindsay Martin at 5'11".
Here, looks like maybe a tap's going to have to get over, but they're going to get Thompson up on the kill up front here for JCN. Sign it at 10. Oh, I thought Thompson might have gotten over the net potentially there, but was able to keep her hand up.
So JCN's had three separate 3-0 runs in this second set. Valley Heights has had a 3-0 run and a 4-0 run. So right now, that is certainly equaled out to a 10-10 tie. And we get a stoppage of play here, KP. Point JCN.
Yeah, they're going to get a violation up front. Right now, the officials trying to explain to the coach they're able to get it through. But right now, as it shows, it is 10-10 here. Both teams tied. Karina Johnson now back to serve for the Jefferson County North Chargers.
Well, it should be 11-10, KP.
I believe it should, but they don't have that changed right now. And here down is 11-10 as going straight into the net there for the Valley Heights Mustangs is Porter. So it should be 12-10. JCN, this would be interesting if they don't find a way to get this point back on the board
this
for JCN.
This should not be as much of an issue as it has been. I promise you people, it is frustrating.
It has been difficult. Vermitten from behind the 10-foot line is able to pop it across. Bell, Thompson, and that one goes deep. It is tied 11-all, but it should be 12-11 JCN.
It's honestly shocking to me that nobody on the JCN side has noticed. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we're looking at people. We get it. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, they just added it.
Okay.
There we go. There's Thompson now, and that's a kill. So now it's 13-11. For a second there, they added the points to Valley Heights. So definitely not another freebie need to be given there.
Okay.
They took it away, though. They give it back. Thompson, another good killer, second of the set.
The 13-11 score, JCN, is correct. We know that.
Officially now, yes. Here, JCN to serve across. Vermitten's got to send over the free ball. It's picked up on a one-handed dig by Schrick, and then it's going to be sent over here from Weiser. Up front here, Josie Parker punishing here the JCN defense with a big old spike to make it 13-12, but Valley Heights still down by one.
That was a great effort, though, by JCN, but you mentioned the heat behind that spike, just hard to really kind of bottle that one up inside the line.
Here, back to serve, Valley Heights is Avery Stevenson. Back set long and deflected right back here to the JCN side, but leading there on that block, but Josie Parker, 13-all now.
Yeah, it was all Ava Smith, really, in that loss to Oakley, but a lot more girls getting involved here surrounding Ava Smith here against JCN. Schrick, the bump, and here a dink across by Bell. Back set, and here ball down the top of the tape goes back to Valley High. Tap across here, JCN's handling. Thompson, far side, and she finds the gap in the defense. Attempt for a dig, but it's a no-go. JCN now 14-13. Yeah, Coach Schuler for JCN really trying to pump up the team right now, knowing the story behind this, and although they are 1-0, just winning this match and securing a spot into Saturday. Here, Blattner on the serve, and that's an ace. She had an ace in the first set against Conway. That was the last time she got involved there on the service line. There's her first one since here in a must-win set number two for JCN, now 15-13. JCN, they dropped set number one in a dominant showing from Valley Heights, 25-14. Got to win this one to force it three. Far side from mitt and going to diagonal tap over. JCN's going to handle it. It's going to be a free ball sent across. Now Miller, left side, goes set, and go to the back line. Finding it is Vermitten, 16-13. Vermitten has had the sharp shooting skills here. And set one and two here against JCN as Vermitten steps behind the service line and just puts that one over the net. And it puts it down for an ace. And Vermitten against Oakley had two service errors in that final set. Here she's on a really nice run with her team. Right now it is 15 all Valley Heights and JCN, and JCN here breaks it up. They now take the lead 16-15.
Yeah, I expect this one to be a little bit tighter down the stretch compared to that opening set in which Valley Heights again rattled off a 12-0 run, ultimately winning at 25-14, but JCN, there's a reason their head coach is as good as he is and how good this team has been at 41-4. They're not going to lay down easy.
JCN had a point taken away. They're giving it right back, though. They're up 16-15 officially, and here they'll be up 17-15 as Josie Parker goes long. It's now 17-15. JCN leads.
Haven't seen a ton of errors like that for Valley Heights here in this match. Again, limiting those and any kind of errors give you a much better opportunity to win.
Now the serve over here from JCN, front row, deep side. Now it's to Smith, and Smith, I'll tell you what, there was nothing but Broadway in front of her, and she put on a show with the big old hit.
1 point now. We're trimming down closer to that 25 total. Valley Heights does get the advantage with the service line here.
Here, serve across by Henry. Now Bell, out to the far side of Karina Johnson, and Johnson finding the donut in the defense. It's now 18-16. JCN here over Valley Heights in set number two. Substitution, Henry will come out to the bench. Josie Parker will step her way back onto the floor. She is substituted out of the floor, and in will go the libero for Valley Heights. In Deegan's booth. Here's Smith up front. Spike gets handled in the back row. Now JCN sends it back over on a punch from Schrick. Here's Smith again, deflected right back here to Valley Heights. Behind the 10-foot line, Miller sets right back up. Smith, and Smith down for the kill. It's now 18-17. JCN still with the 1 point lead here, hanging on in set two. They got to win it to force a set three after dropping set one, 25-14.
And Valley Heights turned a 10-7 deficit. They flipped that pretty quickly. JCN came back with a nice little run, and back and forth we go. We've alternated the last four.
Miller, left side here. The Smith, the 1-2 punch combo, and it connects.
Now the best of six now, KP. It's all tied at 18. You'll buy a lottery ticket with that number. Appreciate that.
18 all. Actually got a casino and resort right next to us. Shout out to that, but here... Bell and Karina Johnson. And here up front, back set, or deep set here to JCN to handle. And does that free ball get over? And it goes over, but out of bounds for JCN. And Valley Heights now 19-18.
I was wondering if we were going to get a timeout from Coach Schuler, and that's exactly what we get. Let's go ahead and keep it right here. Again, a 4-1 run right now for Valley Heights. It's been much more competitive. It's been much more airtight between these two compared to set one. Again, Valley Heights, they know what they're up against. They have to win this match to keep their hopes to getting back to the semifinals. Again, this Valley Heights team, a lot of these girls were part of that team. Ava Smith, reigning 2A Player of the Year. They were one match away from a state title a year ago. They lost to Maranatha Christian Academy,
who's now in the 3A classification. So a lot of motivation, a lot behind this Valley Heights team. They know what they need to do here, and it starts by winning this matchup here against JCN. You'd prefer a sweep, maybe a little bit extra rest to make that winner-take-all match number three after this one against Conway Springs. But nonetheless, Valley Heights on a nice little run, forcing JCN to call a timeout.
Yeah, right now, again, Ava Smith still here leading this team. Four kills in this set. Mia Vermitten, two kills in an ace. That's a big one. She's got a kill, but they let JCN, Thompson, four kills in this set. Blattner, an ace. Martin, two blocks, and Schrick with two kills. And here, another ace coming from the Valley Mustang side. And now, just like that, Valley Heights, after the timeout, is up 20-18. That ace was by Paige Miller, her third ace of the state tournament. Again, she leads the team with 54 aces on the season. And another point here, four hits called against JCN, and now the mistakes are piling and snowballing, if you will. Valley Heights is 4 points away from securing their first win here in the state tournament in pool play, and they need it. Near the serve, across, and that's another ace by Paige Miller, her fourth of the state tournament. 55 now on the season, 22-18. Here, Valley Heights over Jefferson County North. We're going to step aside real quick for a quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 22-18, Valley Heights over JCN.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet. Because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network, a simulcast between Care Radio and KMZA. 22-18 is set number two, a must-win for JCN. Valley Heights leads it, though. Here, near side, to set up for Martin. Now back to Valley Heights. They set a deep set in the back, and that is a point, I believe, by Ava Smith. And just like that, it's 23-18.
Yeah, JCN's been scrambling here during this Valley Heights run. Just that back row has just been all over the place and just not really tight like they need to be. It is a 7-0 run here for Valley Heights.
Here, the serve over by Miller, and it goes down. It's now 23-19. And one thing I'll point out here, you know, JCN 40-4 coming into the state tournament, Valley Heights 29-9. But you got to compare both of these leagues and their toughness. This is a Valley Heights team that currently is coming out of a league that qualified many teams as of right now. Axel, Hanover, and Lynn all 2-0 down at Emporia. Ava Smith here gets another kill on the far side. And here, Valley Heights is now a match point, 24-19. So again, this is a Valley Heights team that has been battle-tested all year round with great teams that have all made it here to the state tournament. 24-19, Valley Heights may put it away against JCN in a set number two finish. Brina Johnson spikes it, picked up by Miller. Bigham, free ball's going to be sent over. It is by Smith. JCN back with it here. It's Bell, far side. Thompson deflected at the top of the net. Miller, Vermitten, and it is to JCN. They get the block with Karina Johnson, but more or less led by Lindsay Martin.
Yeah, had to have it. Just barely stayed inside that line. That was an inch from being a Mustang victory. At least it kept JCN alive for at least one more go.
Here the serve is across for Valley Heights. Up front, Miller setting up a left side. The spike in Vermitten puts it away. 25-20, and Valley Heights will stay alive here in tournament play. And will guarantee themselves a chance to make it still upcoming. They still have Conway Springs to face. JCN, they dropped a 1-1 in pool play as well. It's upcoming. They still have Oakley, with Oakley the only team right now that is so far 2-0. All right, we're going to take a step aside. But again, Valley Heights wins in straight sets. 25-14, 25-20. We're back in a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and at Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on. right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Yeah, you might text that.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfort Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfort Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfort Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, a simulcast on 92.1 KMCA in Care Country 93.7. Brandon Tamman, Crendon Prophet, Ray Penning, also Kirk Hillman with you. We had just wrapped up the matchup here between Valley Heights and Jefferson County North. It's a 25-14, 25-20 sweep for the Mustangs, who get win number 30 on the year. They are now 30-10, and that loss for JCN, their first here in the tournament, and it snaps a seven-game winning streak for the Chargers as well, which puts a lot more emphasis on their matchup coming up here after this one, as now Valley Heights an opportunity to play their way into Saturday as they're getting ready to take on Conway Springs, which we'll have on KMZA, which will make sure we'll have a break after this next time out. So Care Country, we're wrapping up with you right here, and then we'll come back in about an hour or so for JCN and Oakley, which will be, of course, solo on Care Country. But again, final time here on the simulcast, but Mustangs had to have it, brother. They get it pretty dominant fashion. A lot of girls getting involved outside of Ava Smith. They did it as a team effort, but now, after losing their first matchup today, they beat JCN. They're sitting at 1-1 and a chance to play their way into the semifinals.
Yeah, you're correct. Valley Heights had a lot of girls step up. You had Ava Smith with 8 kills. Mia Vermitten also with 8. She had her best game here at the tournament so far. But Ava Smith with 36 total kills through just 2 matches. She's just been phenomenal. She's also got 3 aces. For JCN, again, a lot of that is being able to have a lot more players step up and stay consistent there with stepping up, being able to play aggressive up front, because right there the aggressor mainly was Valley Heights. Vermitten up front, Smith, Porter, Parker, both Parkers. It was really just a lot of great play up front there. So that's just something that you're going to have to correct here for JCN. We do know, confirmed, Oakley, they're guaranteed semifinal.
Oakley's
they're 2-0.
They're in.
But now it's a decider between JCN, you also have Conway Springs and Valley Heights. Now, Conway is 0-2, but JCN right now 1-1, Valley Heights 1-1. There's a legitimate chance that 3 teams might be 1-2.
So here's the deal. You would need Conway Springs to beat Valley Heights here. Both those teams would then be 1-2.
Yeah.
And then you would need Oakley to beat JCN, which would put them at 1. So, again, Oakley would be 3-0, and then the other 3 teams would all be sitting here at 1-2.
And
then we'd get to some tiebreakers.
And then you look at the head-to-head and however else they might look and search for that. So this is going to be really interesting because, honestly, I can't really tell you who's going to win in these next 2 games because everyone's just played really close. They played dominantly. This is state competitive competition. There's no team on this bracket that is really, atop of the other one. They're all balanced in their own ways.
Yeah, of course. Real quick, shout-out Twin Valley League. Of course, the Mustangs here getting that win. How about the combination of Hanover, Axtell, and Lynn in 1A D2, 6-0
in pool play there. Of course, we're having coverage of Axtell on 103.9 KNZA, but the TVL is showing out and showing out in a big way. So congratulations to them. It looks like we're going to have at least multiple teams across a couple state tournaments here coming up. But again, for Valley Heights, it's a must win for them, securing the spot. Again, we could have a scenario where we have three teams at 1-2. We will dissect it if we get there. But for Valley Heights, they can put it all away if they can come out and beat Conway Springs here in this next matchup here, which we're going to have on 92.1 KMCA. So we'll wrap it up here on Care Country. And then the listeners on Care, about an hour break or so, depending on the match and how this one goes, because we still have JCN and Oakley in the final matchup of the day. So let's do this. Let's step aside, a quick timeout. We'll come back on KMZA. Care will get you back to the original programming for about an hour or so. And then we'll have JCN, of course, taking on Oakley on Care Country here in about an hour. So we step aside. We return to KMCA right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.